From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis told European allies that American security is tied to that of Europe. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference Friday, Mattis described NATO's principle of collective defense as a bedrock commitment. The security conference is being held where heads of state and delegates from across the world are gathered at a time of global uncertainty. U.S. President Donald Trump last month labeled NATO as obsolete, but Mattis said the president had now thrown his full weight behind the alliance. However, he repeated the demand that Europe shares more of the financial burden.
It is a fair demand that all who benefit from the best alliance in the world carry their proportionate share of the necessary costs to defend our freedoms. And we are committed to passing those freedoms intact to the next generation.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to address the conference on Saturday. North Korea said on Friday that it rejected the results of an autopsy on Kim Jong-nam, the estranged half-brother of North Korea's ruler. Ambassador Kang Chol told reporters gathered outside the morgue in Kuala Lumpur that Malaysia conducted an autopsy unilaterally and prevented North Korean representatives from attending.
This strongly suggests that they are deceiving us, they are concealing something which needs some more time, and that they are colluding with outside forces who are interesting to damage the image of our republic.
Kim Jong-nam was murdered this week at an airport in Malaysia. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump toured a Boeing aircraft production facility in North Charleston, South Carolina, Friday, before speaking to workers and others at the plant about jobs. Trump arrived at the plant for the rollout of the first 787-10 Dreamliner from its assembly line. The president repeated his campaign theme of America First.
The name says it all. Dreamliner. Great name. Our country is all about making dreams come true. Over the last number of years, that hasn't been necessarily the case, but we're going to make it the case again.
The president's visit is the first by a sitting president to the facility. It comes 2 days after Boeing workers voted overwhelmingly to turn back an effort to unionize the plant. Local Islamic State affiliates have attacked and killed at least 18 government soldiers in eastern Afghanistan. Provincial security sources said that a large group of Islamic State loyalists staged a surprise assault against Afghan National Army outposts from three directions that triggered heavy fighting that lasted for several hours. Islamic State's media wing claimed the group had carried out the attack, saying it killed the 18 Afghan soldiers. At least 8 Islamic State fighters were also killed and 12 others wounded. Pakistan's security forces claim to have killed more than 100 suspected militants in a massive nationwide security operation Friday. A Pakistan military spokesman said on Twitter the killings, along with many arrests, were the result of intelligence-based or combing operations. The move came in the wake of a deadly suicide bombing on a Sufi shrine that left more than 80 people dead. Thursday's attack in Sindh province at the shrine of a famous Sufi saint was one of the biggest in a series of attacks that the country has faced during the past week alone. Zimbabwe's First Lady says that President Robert Mugabe, who turns 93 next week, will be a candidate in next year's elections, even if he dies. Addressing a rally of the ZANU-PF party, Grace Mugabe said, "Even if the president dies before the election, millions of Zimbabweans will vote for his corpse." The president, who has ruled the African nation for nearly 4 decades, has been rumored to be in poor health, but he remains firmly in control of the ZANU-PF and the government. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. Just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were higher. European stocks finished trading mixed. Asian markets were down. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.